This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Vice President Harris meets with Israeli Prime Minister. We have the story.
Wichita City Manager urging voluntary water conservation. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
It's a new record for speeding tickets in Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Vice President Kamala Harris updated the press after her meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Vice President Harris calling her meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu constructive, saying she will always ensure that Israel is able to defend itself, but noting she stressed her serious concern about the scale of human suffering in Gaza, saying it's time for the war to end.
And end in a way where Israel is secure, all the hostages are released, the suffering of Palestinians in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can exercise their right to freedom, dignity, and self-determination.
Noting there's been hopeful movement to President Biden's ceasefire and hostage proposal, and adding she's committed to a path for a two-state solution. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Wichita residents are being asked to voluntarily conserve water during the ongoing drought. City Manager Robert Layton tells KNSS News.
If we can get a 10% reduction in water use, if every household takes this seriously, we can probably get through the drought without taking the next step, which would be a restriction on irrigation, no more than one time a week for lawns and for plant materials.
Robert Layton is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024. That's tomorrow and Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock on KNSS.
A juvenile was critically injured in an accident in southwest Wichita Wednesday night at Seneca and 50th. And police say two juveniles were riding homemade mini bikes that were not street legal. They were traveling at a high rate of speed and did not have lights. One of the juveniles smashed into a truck.
Monday, the Kansas Highway Patrol handed out a ticket, number 1,501 this year, to a driver who was going in excess of 100 miles per hour.
10 years ago, troopers wrote about half the number of tickets for people driving over 100 than they do today. Officials noted that the speeding trend began in 2020. Now troopers are assigned to look for speeders on any Kansas highway or interstate. Officials say you can also report any speeders you encounter on the road by calling Star 47. You'll be connected to a dispatcher who will then send a trooper to look for the speeder. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Investigators still have no motive in the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. Fox's Jeff Paul has an update from Butler, Pennsylvania.
We are no closer, seemingly, to getting answers to the biggest remaining question, which is why this all happened in the first place. But we are starting to get some more info and some more videos. Pennsylvania State Police recently telling Congress that they thought they saw two local police officers leaving their post just prior to the shooting. And the Butler County DA calls that misinformation, and that the two police officers did exactly what they were told, with only one of the police officers moving a bit to keep eyes on what they described was a suspicious person, which turned out to be the shooter.
A bipartisan House panel will look into the assassination attempt.
Wildfires continuing to scorch the West. One major blaze started with a burning car being pushed into a gully. A 42-year-old man arrested yesterday on suspicion of starting a wildfire that has become California's largest this year. The flames exploded a day earlier into what is now the Park Fire. That has scorched more than 195 square miles near the city of Chico, California. As evacuations continue there, some residents in Oregon were cleared to return home after a thunderstorm dropped some welcome rain, but also potentially dangerous lightning on the biggest active blaze in the United States.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The return of what was a Wichita annual baseball tradition is this weekend. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
More than 10,000 Kansas voters have already cast their ballot in the primary election. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News. Stephen's in the morning, KNSS, 8:08 now, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. More than 10,000 Kansas voters have already cast their ballot in the primary election. Mail-in ballot applications are due this coming Tuesday. Also Tuesday, the day that's the day that 19 satellite polling locations will open in Sedgwick County. Registered voters can vote at any of those locations through August 2nd and 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on August 3rd.
Eight members of a human smuggling operation in Mexico and the United States are indicted on multiple counts.
The charges against Ronaldo Galindo Lopez Escobar and seven others include conspiracy to transport and illegally harbor illegal immigrants. Two of those people indicted are in custody. According to federal prosecutors, the Lopez operation has been smuggling undocumented immigrants in through Mexico's border with southern New Mexico. The crime included mid-level co-conspirators who handled day-to-day operations and coordinated payments. Convictions could mean 10 to 20 years in prison for indicted members of the organization. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A dog in California dug up more than just a bone.
A decomposing body was found after a dog dropped a human head on the sidewalk in downtown Fresno Thursday. The cops were called after somebody saw the dog drop the object and noticed the skull. Officers arrived and found a body decomposing in a nearby shed. Police say the dog took the head and carried it away. Detectives say as of now, the death does not appear to be a homicide, but they won't know for certain until the coroner's office can investigate. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Authorities in Florida stunned by the identity of the person who has admitted to making nearly two dozen fake calls to 911.
It's known as swatting, phoning in a fake 911 call to trigger a SWAT team response. It happened several times in and around Flagler County, Florida back in May. Now Sheriff Rick Staley says they've tracked the calls to Henrico County, Virginia, and a pre-teenaged boy.
An 11-year-old creating all this chaos and mayhem in our community.
The sheriff says the boy has admitted making the calls and that sometimes other people paid him to do it. Currently in juvenile detention in Virginia, the boy faces 29 felony counts. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
11 years old. KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic conditions here in the Wichita area getting better. You can see a little less heavy traffic on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras out there. Still seeing a little bit of heavy traffic on K-96, especially westbound by Greenwich Road. But for the most part, things looking better out there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Let's take a look at the forecast now with the meteorologist, Ronnell Williams.
For your finally Friday, still continuing to stay mainly dry, even despite a 10% chance of seeing a shower or thunderstorm by late around this afternoon. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, and temperatures stay toasty at 95 degrees for a high with a southeast breeze at 10 to 20. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Brenna Williams.
Now a few clouds, 74 degrees, south wind at 6 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock here with Stephen Ted on a Friday morning. And the race for president just got turned upside down this last week with the vice president now in the race. And let's find out a little more about what's going on with that. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern with us this morning from Washington. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey, I think her last step of officially becoming the Democratic Party's nominee happened at 5 o'clock this morning when the release went out that both former President Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama endorsed Harris. They put that out in a video that showed this phone call between the three of them and the endorsement. There had been questions kind of about why Obama hadn't come out earlier when all of these other Democrats came out and endorsed Harris. That's actually not that unusual for him. He had been late to endorse Biden in the 2020 primary, for instance. He said he didn't want to kind of tip the scales while there was still a primary. So this clearly is time to kind of the end of the process here for other Democrats to potentially get in this race. That seems now increasingly unlikely given the support that Harris has and what, like the $150 million she's raised in just the last 4 days or so. So that's significant, right? I mean, that really does show that it is now the Harris ticket, and her campaign is full steam ahead. She wants to debate Donald Trump, and she's got the backing now of really every single Democratic luminary, which will go a long way in certainly organizing and certainly the fundraising that she'll need here in the weeks and months ahead.
We paid a lot of attention to Mr. Trump's selection of a running mate, and I have a feeling this one's going to be even more as Harris tries to find or offers the job to somebody, and there are a number of candidates, right, Jared?
I'll tell you what, the Washington Press Corps loves nothing more than a Veep Stakes, and the fact that we get a bonus one is like Christmas come early. I mean, it is. I think I've got multiple text streams on my phone about who it's going to be. So, but you're right. Listen, I think that the conventional wisdom is that it will be a white male from kind of a swingier kind of state, or maybe a different part of the country than Harris is from. To try and we always talk about kind of balancing the ticket. We've seen these names pop up. I've not been waved off any of them, like Josh Shapiro, who is the governor of Pennsylvania, perhaps the most important state that Democrats will need to win to win this election. There is a lot of support on Capitol Hill specifically for Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, the Democratic senator from Arizona, a former astronaut, a former Navy combat pilot. He is married to former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who barely survived a mass shooting and assassination attempt several years ago. He talks about gun violence. He is from a border state, and somebody that, again, I've heard a lot of accolades in the last couple of days, particularly from his colleagues on Capitol Hill. The other name you hear out quite a bit is Roy Cooper, who is the term-limited governor of North Carolina. He's about to leave office. He is a little bit older than some of the other folks on this short list, but has a really strong relationship with Harris. They both served as their state's attorneys general at the same time, and attorneys general often work together, especially on kind of these big multi-state enforcement actions or lawsuits, and apparently they have grown very close over the years. So just a couple of the names out there. But listen, I think that I was talking to a Democratic operative yesterday who suggested it's a deep bench. It's a pretty long roster here that Democrats have. And so don't be surprised if that list maybe grows a little bit. That being said, the clock is ticking here. There is a truncated timeline. The DNC has said it will officially nominate the president and vice presidential nominees by August 7th. They will do it through a virtual roll call vote. So that doesn't leave a lot of time for Harris to make what really will be the most important decision thus far in this campaign.
Jared, thanks for your time this morning. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern talking about the vice president and who she might now choose as a running mate. It's 8:17 with Steve and Ted. Let's check what's happening in Wichita this weekend with Jamel Haloperic and visitwichita.com. Jamel?
Hey guys, good morning. Hope you're having a great morning so far. Love your show. Let's get right to the awesome events this weekend in Wichita. We have the Wichita Bridal Expo. That's at Century 2. About 200 wedding professionals will be there to help you out. If you have a wedding coming up, you can get some great ideas. That is Saturday and Sunday. And then we have Bloom and Bubbles at Grow. Doesn't that sound fun? It's every Sunday. You can go and have champagne, mimosas, build your plant, just have a good time. And you can take your friends or you can go as a couple, maybe a girls' day. So that's over at Grow. And then we have the Young Elvis Tribute. This is at the Cotillion. And you can go check that out, hear some great music from Elvis. So have a great weekend, guys, and a great Friday. See ya.
Thanks, Jamel, and Wichita. Visit Wichita.com. And we should add that, of course, the KUN Summer Concert Series going on. And this will be on, the 26th. That's tonight.
Yeah.
It's in Andover at the Andover Capitol Federal Amphitheater there. The Source Band is the entertainment.
How about that?
Bring your lawn chairs and maybe a little something to to keep your head shaded, but there you go. It's at Andover's Capitol Federal Amphitheater, the Source Band for the KEYN Summer Concert Series.
Very nice.
8:18, Steve, and 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's sports time now with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, let's start out with some baseball. The Kansas City Royals are in the thick of the playoff chase, and after an off day yesterday, the Royals are back home at Kauffman Stadium this weekend in interleague play hosting Chicago. Yeah, the Royals and the Cubs go at it. Both teams are coming off back-to-back losses, wanting to get back in the win column. 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Royals-Cubs, listen live to those games over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Coming into the weekend, the Royals have a one-game lead over the Boston Red Sox for a playoff spot in the American League with 2 months to go. And, of course, here in Wichita, we have our own baseball activities going on for the 90th National Baseball Congress World Series, which is now underway at X Stadium on the campus of Wichita State. We had opening night last night with two games on tap. Our two winners so far in pool play, the Hutchinson Monarchs, your defending champions, and the Seattle Cheney Studs, both get wins last evening. All right, so four games are on the schedule tonight. Well, today. The action starts at noon. The last game starts at 8:30 this evening. So you got four games today. And then Saturday and Sunday on the weekend, we have the return of what used to be an annual baseball tradition at the National Baseball Congress World Series, baseball round the clock. It's basically they will play 11 games back-to-back, back-to-back-to-back-to-back, all weekend long at X Stadium. Baseball round the clock starts at noon Saturday with a game every 3 hours. So you got a game at midnight, you got a game at 3 a.m., you got a game at 6 a.m., whatever time of day you want, head out to X Stadium and catch the National Baseball Congress World Series for baseball round of the clock. The last game of baseball round the clock will be Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. And that will feature the Seattle Cheney Studs taking on Doc's Bombers. That's an exhibition game, as Seattle will take on the local active-duty military members. It's a big celebration of the military teams that played in the National Baseball Congress National Tournament in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. That'll be a great way to wrap up baseball around the clock on Sunday evening. That's all going on at X Stadium for the National Baseball Congress World Series. Let's, we're checking in. Of course, the Summer Olympics getting underway in Paris.
Let the games continue. While the official start of the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics, the opening ceremony, is today, competition has taken place since Wednesday when the United States lost a men's soccer match to the host nation over 400 miles from Paris in Marseille. The U.S. women's soccer team played its first match Thursday, even further from Paris, in Nice. The U.S. men's basketball team is scheduled to play its first game Sunday versus Serbia, led by three-time NBA Most Valuable Player Nikola Jokic. The Americans, a seismic favorite to win the gold medal for a fifth straight Olympics. The American women's basketball team, even a more significant favorite to win gold for an eighth straight Olympics. First game scheduled for Monday versus Japan. One new Olympic event, breaking, as in breakdancing. Jared Max, Fox News.
And once again, a reminder that we'll be talking football heavy starting next week. It's the beginning of our daily training camp updates live with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, your back-to-back Super Bowl champions. We'll be talking live every morning with Mitch starting Monday for four straight weeks. So it all, and that'll be at 8:15 every morning with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. So this will be this time of the day. So make sure you're tuning in at 8:15 starting Monday for 4 weeks in a row. Our training camp updates with Mitch Holtis start on Monday at 8:15. Looking forward to that. All right, that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean questions all media coverage of Harris. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Friday morning. 74 degrees with Steve and Ted. A Salina man is dead following an officer-involved shooting Wednesday evening in Salina. KBI says 25-year-old Jesse Ray refused orders to exit a garage. Ray allegedly threatened to kill the officers if they went into the garage. A woman and Ray exited the garage a short time later, after a fire had been started inside. The man exchanged gunfire with law enforcement. He was killed. No officers were injured.
In-person enrollment for Wichita Public Schools is set for July 29th and 30th from noon to 7 p.m. both days. Online enrollment for the upcoming school year is also available. The district says all kindergarten families need to enroll in person. More information on how to enroll may be found on the school district's website. Meanwhile, Hope Wichita Director Sherry Langford says tomorrow they'll be giving out backpacks, school supplies, and groceries to families in need.
Myself, coming from a family where my mother was divorced with children and in need, I can really understand where they're at. And we just want to show them that people see them, that we know what it's like, and that we love them.
Drive-through locations include McAdams Park, Evergreen Recreation Center, Hope Church, and Central Christian Church. There are also two walk-up locations at Bethel Life Center and Colvin Elementary. First day of school for USD 259 is Wednesday, August 14th.
Wichita City Manager Robert Layton has presented the City Council with a proposed balanced budget for 2025. Layton tells KNSS News the 2026 budget is not balanced.
That year right now is still out of balance by about $3.5 million, but we have some time to go ahead and implement some changes in the way we're structured to be able to make up that $3.5 million. Where I'm more concerned is 2027 and 28.
Layton says those budgets will see shortfalls of $9 to $10 million if the City Council doesn't make spending or taxing changes. Robert Layton is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
A court in Ohio warns consumers, don't be boneheads when it comes to boneless chicken wings.
The Ohio Supreme Court has ruled consumers cannot expect boneless chicken wings to actually be free of bones. Michael Berkheimer sued the restaurant Wings on Brockwood after eating what he thought were boneless wings. But after 3 days of running a fever and vomiting, Berkheimer went to the emergency room. X-rays found a long, thin chicken bone had torn his esophagus and caused an infection. Berkheimer sued the restaurant. The court ruled 4-3 against him. The majority writing Berkheimer should have been on guard for bones, since it's common knowledge that chickens have them. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Steve, 10 in the morning, KNSS 8:51 here on a Friday morning. Three big things. Wichita City Manager Layton urges voluntary water conservation in hopes of avoiding mandatory controls.
Two.
A man is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Salina.
One.
Vice President Harris meets with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volume still getting more and more thin on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Seeing very little traffic out there on the highways. Heaviest does appear to be up in that construction. Northbound I-235 approaching I-135. So watch out for a slowdown there. Otherwise, things looking good. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 95 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 70. Then Saturday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 92. Now a few clouds. South wind at 6 miles per hour and 74 degrees. Trading underway on Wall Street, and the Dow is up. Up on the positive side, 564 points. S&P is up 45, and the NASDAQ is up 115.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. A local pediatric dentistry practice is jumping into the West Wichita market for the first time. A hot spot for recent development. IC Teeth with offices at the Collective near K96 and East 21st Street. Also a Smile Safari location in Derby. Plans to open in November at the northwest corner of Maple and 135th West. New location adds to the area's recent growth. That does include the porch light at Auburn Hills residential community, along with additional commercial development, including plans for a Dollar Tree.
A new apartment complex within a popular East Wichita retail and an entertainment center is on pace to start leasing in just over a month. Construction has been progressing on Point Guard Management's Plazio Place Apartments within the Plazio at 13th and Greenwich Road, which broke ground in spring of last year. Now, Point Guard Management owner Tim Farhaw says the 42-unit complex is close to ready, he says. It says we'll start leasing the units for sure by September 1st. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. Today is National Disability Independence Day. Commemorates the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act on July 26, 1990. The day not only celebrates the anniversary of the ADA, but it also serves as a way to bring awareness and break down barriers and individuals with disabilities face every day. And the late Senator Bob Dole from Kansas had a lot to do with passing the ADA.
Yes.
Of course, you now have certain facilities that are there to help out folks who can't get around that much or have problems. I had a hip replacement a while back, and I got one of those temporary stickers to hang in the window, yeah. And it was helpful. The disability parking, a little bit closer to where you go. All right, Ted. Big weekend ahead. Baseball around the clock.
Is back. After several years of absence.
And
they brought it back for the National Baseball Congress World Series.
And when does that start again?
Baseball around the clock?
Yeah.
First game at noon tomorrow.
Noon tomorrow.
And then it'll end late Sunday night.
All right.
With 11 games back-to-back.
All right. Great. Glenn Beck program coming up here on KNSS. Protesters burning the American flag at Union Station in D.C. They're going to talk about that. Our news at the top of the hour this morning. Vice President Harris meets with Israeli Prime Minister. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Lash Show. News updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7, 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday morning.